morning with WVIK News. I'm Benjamin Payne. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds and Democratic challenger Fred Hubble argued last night over the state budget and privatization of the Medicaid program as they met for their first debate. Reynolds aggressively challenged Hubble, interrupting him and moderators several times to get her points across. She says the economy is growing, which has helped close out the state budget with a surplus of more than $125 million. Hubble, on the other hand, cited recent reports indicating that 40% of working Iowa residents cannot pay for basic food and shelter needs. Reynolds is working to earn her first full term as governor. She has never been elected as governor. Instead, she ascended from lieutenant governor last year when then-Governor Terry Branstad left to become the U.S. ambassador to China. Hubble is a billionaire business executive with a law degree. He hopes to convince voters that Iowa needs to change direction after its sharp shift 2 years ago to a conservative-led government. The most recent Iowa poll conducted last month for the Des Moines Register indicated Hubble with a slight lead. As one series of governors' debates begins, another comes to a close. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner and Democratic challenger J.B. Pritzker will face off tonight for their final debate. It'll be held in Quincy, which is home to the state-run Veterans Home, where 14 people have died since 2015 because of Legionnaires' disease. Rauner has faced stiff criticism for his handling of the crisis. Illinois' Attorney General has opened a criminal investigation into Rauner's management of the Legionnaires' situation. Pritzker has also been on the defensive after an allegation by Cook County officials that he fraudulently got a $330,000 tax break by removing toilets from a home of his. Pritzker denies wrongdoing but has agreed to repay the money to the county. The state of Illinois has decided to help boost business and industrial expansion in the Quad Cities and Western Illinois. Yesterday, the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity approved enterprise zones for the Illinois Quad Cities and Henry County. Denise Bulat is executive director of the Bi-State Regional Commission, which helped submit both applications. She says businesses and companies in these zones do not have to pay sales tax when they buy building materials. The Quad City Zone includes parts of Rock Island, Moline, East Moline, Silvis, Milan, and Rock Island County.
They identified areas within their boundaries that are likely areas for commercial and industrial building and expansion, and those are the areas that are where the focus would be for the enterprise zone.
Quad Cities previously had an enterprise zone that lasted for 25 years. It expired last March. Bulat says that zone helped a variety of local companies, including John Deere. The new zone will help with development of The Bend in East Moline. That's the mixed-use project on the former site of the CNH factory. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.